Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 2 of Shut Up John. This week's episode is going to be another short one, simply because I'm getting ready to go back to Japan with my band Better Luck Next Time. We're going to be there for about a week, playing a few shows with the Mad Caddies. So I wanted to knock it out before I left, because I doubt I'll have a chance to do one while I'm in Japan. So we're going to start things off right now with a band named Capra from Santa Clarita, California. You can check them out at capramusic.com or myspace.com/capramusic. These guys, they kind of remind me of a mix of Government Mule and like Jamiroquai or something like that. They've got a bluesy, funky sound that it's really catchy, and it's a little different, I think, from something I would normally play. But I'm going to play it anyway just because it grabbed my attention and it sounded cool. So the name of this song is Gypsy Jones, and once again, this is Capra.
You're something, baby. You're bringing me back to 1974. I follow you down to the ground where the family man is running his train. We're going to a place where night never falls. What trouble that got his fame. This club is the only place that's staying alive. And who's the man at the table with the polyester and the gold chain? I swear I've seen him before in a different medium.
Next band I'm going to play is coming out of Milan, Italy, and they're called A Place in the Sun. They actually just got signed to our label in Japan, In Your Face Records, and I believe their album came out a couple months ago. You can check them out at aplaceinthesunrock.com and at myspace.com/aplaceinthesunrock. The name of their CD is Leaving Home, and the song I'm going to play is called Happy. We'll be right back. Last week on the show, I played a song from the band New Wind Original, and I said that the singer of that band, Jonah Matranga, had a side project called One Line Drawing. Well, the next song I'm going to play is from that side project. The name of the song is Smile, and it's from his CD, Visitor. And the cool thing about One Line Drawing is, like I said, it's Jonah, and he basically, you know, he just gets his stuff on tape and then releases it, you know. And this CD has a little more production value to it, but it's still very Jonah. His drum section on the CD here and there is this little R2-D2 robot that he carries around with him that I guess was made back in the day. But it makes these artificial drum sounds, and it's really cool to hear him mixed with that playing guitar and singing to it and stuff. So, and then there's like little drops of R2-D2 screaming and stuff and stuff like that. So it's really cool. So yeah, this is Smile from One Line Drawing. Check it out.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. So put it up on your face, hallelujah. And these days will all go by. Anything I can do to help you through it, I just love to see you smile. But it's dangerous to worry so much. I should've known better than to get in your way. Hey, that's something. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah. Anything I can do it. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah. Anything I can do it. So put it up on your face. So much I should've known better than to get in your way. Hey, that's something. Hey, yeah, hey.
Next band I'm gonna play is coming out of Riverside, California.
Yeah!
They're called No Bragging Rights, and the song I'm gonna play is called To Contest and Conquer, and it's from their CD, The Anatomy of a Martyr. I'm surprised these guys are not signed at this point, because they're great. They're like very, very much like Thrice, in that they're very technical and just talented, and their songs are catchy as hell. So, you know, I don't know what the deal is, but somebody's got to get on the ball with these guys. I've been following them for a little while, and they're very talented. They're an excellent band, and I haven't seen them live yet, but I'm sure their live show is great. So you can check them out at nobraggingrights.net or on myspace.com/nobraggingrights. And this is going to be like basically the song you just heard. It's the total opposite. So check it out.
Piercing skin, 'cause I never thought I could be.
Shadows in the darkness of the sun. Sucked out for under plastic sheets. All perfectly contrasting. Lovers in the bed and lovers none.
That was Goodbye Valentine with Sincerely Yours from their self-titled album, and you can check them out at goodbyevalentine.com. The next band I'm going to play is a band that's near and dear to my heart. The name of the band is Snap Out, and this is from a CD called Of It. Get it? Snap Out, Of It. This is a band I was in back in the day with some of the guys from Better Luck Next Time. I don't think Brian is on this song. It's got Leston Derrick singing the vocals, and this is one of my favorite songs from that band. The name of the song is called Sobriety, and it was probably, I don't know, in my opinion, one of our best songs. There's some good ones on that CD, but definitely one of the good ones. You can get the CD on CD Baby and iTunes right now. If you just go to the iTunes store and do a search for Snap Out, you could pick it up. It's Snap Out, but it's also got some stuff on there when Better Luck Next Time was in their fast pace stages. The name of the band was Fast Pace, and it's a cool CD to check out. It's got some really old school stuff on it, but it's got the core guys on there, Chris and Matt. So it's worth checking out. So this is Snap Out with Sobriety.
I am medicated, so intoxicated, I have lost mine once again. My the only goal is lose control and bang as many girls as I can. Tonight we're throwing a party, come join all the activities. Flex, sex, drugs, beer on this Friday night. Oh, yeah. Trying to inebriate my mind into another state. I just wanna celebrate, hear everybody sing. How about another round? Everybody kinda raise their glasses high in the air. Here is my toast to the chase, drink a muscle, dance out. Comes our party, no sobriety will be allowed. It will never fail ya. Our paraphernalia gets you flying high every time. Who has got a lie for my water pod? Cause you know that we party right all night. Stage is now set for the band. Can I interest you in a kickstand? We're doing everything we can to show you of the time. A steady flow punk rock chicks. You might just be one other dick. Four gigs all up in the mix. Time for a quick fix. How about another round? Everybody kind of raising glasses high in the air. Here is my toast to the chicks who drink the most and dance out in the air all night. When it comes to our party, no sobriety will be allowed. Show up late. We can't wait to celebrate. Yeah. When it comes to our party, no sobriety will be allowed.
Coming up next is a band from Maryland called Dropout Year. This is their song Confetti from their CD Best Friends For Never, and you can check them out at myspace.com/dropoutyear.
We'll be right back.
All right, everyone. That was my second show ever. Wow, how cool. But I'm going to go because I have to go to Japan and play some shows because I'm in a band. And it's going to be fun. So I'm going to go out by playing the One-Handed Readers. One-Handed Readers were a band that were around back, like, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago. They're from the South Bay here in California. And they were kind of a joke band at first that evolved into a serious joke band and eventually broke up. So I was really sad to see them go because I liked them a lot. They were really cool guys and they put on a great show and they wrote some good songs. Anyway, they were on a comp called The Bay After, referring to the South Bay. And it was basically a comp where the bands covered bands that were from the South Bay. And the bands that covered the bands were from the South Bay. So, The Bay After. It was put out on Raw Power Records, and the song that the One-Handed Readers covered was by a band called Anti, and it was called Repressed Aggression. So, here's the One-Handed Readers with Repressed Aggression, and thanks for listening to Shut Up John.
Just to get aggression out, you know, because they're fucking, I don't know. That's why I do it, just to get aggression out. All this fucking pent-up shit, you know.